这个世界的确不是我们的家。
Yes, indeed, our home is not in this world.
我们在世界上不过是客旅，不过是寄居的。
We're just travelers. We're just passing through.
今天我们不能真正的拥有什么东西。
We cannot really own anything on earth.
但是如果我们知道我们乃是属天的子民。
But if we know truly we're a heavenly people.
我们已经与主耶稣基督一同从死里面复活。
People that are risen together with Jesus Christ from the dead.
与他一同升上去。
People that are standing together with him.
与他一同坐在天上。
People have seated with him in heaven.
这是我们何等高超的地位。
That is where we belong, a high place.
我们里面就充满了喜乐。
Then we'll be filled with joy.
主耶稣在离世之前他告诉我们。
Before Jesus departed from the world, he told us.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not be troubled in your heart.
你们信神也当信我。
Trust God and trust me.
在我父的家里有许多的住处。
Because there are many rooms in my father's house.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
If there's no room, I would have told you earlier.
主耶稣说，我去原是为你们预备地方。
I go for the purpose to prepare for you a space.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
Since I have prepared space for you, I will surely return to take you there.
是的，主耶稣他升天了。
Yes, Jesus has ascended into heaven.
那他在那里为我们预备地方。
He is there preparing the room for us.
他还要再来。
He is coming back again.
他还要接我们到他那里去。
To receive up us up to him.
这是我们里面都有的一个盼望。
And this is the hope that we all share.
曾经有一个无神论的人和一个基督徒在那里交谈。
Once there was this Christian and non-believer arguing.
他说我里面没有什么惧怕。
And the non-believer says, I have no fear.
我里面也没有什么拦阻。
And there is no obstacle in me either.
这个无神论的他觉得说我在地上想做什么就做什么。
Because this non-believer felt that I can do anything I want living on earth.
想吃就吃，想喝就喝。
I will go eat what I want to eat, I want to drink what I want to drink.
但是那位基督徒最后就问他一句话说。
But at the end of the conversation, the Christian asked him this question.
但是你里面有没有什么盼望？
He said, yes, you may do all you want, but do you have any hope in your heart?
他想了一下，他说，没有。
He thought for a while, he said, no.
地上的一切不过都是暂时的。
Because all the things in this world are just temporary.
那今天神的儿女知道，这个世界不是我们的家。
But children of God know clearly that this world is not my home.
我们有良友耶稣基督。
And we have the best friend, Jesus Christ.
我们也有那永远的盼望。
We also have the hope of glory, eternal hope.
请一起来读圣经彼得后书。
Let's read the passage together. Second Peter, it's been printed out for you.
第三章，请我们读第三节到第七节。
Chapter 3, verses 3 to 7.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人。随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说主要降临的应许在哪里呢因为从列祖睡了以来万物与起初创造的时候人是一样的他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天并从水而出借水而成的地故此当时的世界被所淹没就消灭了但现在的天地还是凭着纳密存留直流到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火焚烧在这段圣经里面他告诉我们说在末后的时代有这些好讥诮的人
Here says in the end days you will meet with these scoffers
他们说主降临的应许在哪里呢
They will say where is this coming he promised
好像一天过一天都是一样的。
Day after day, we go through the routine as if it's the same.
昨天太阳从东边升起来，从西边下去，今天早上起来还是一样的。
The sun rose from the east and set at the west yesterday, and same thing's going to happen today.
从创世以来并没有什么改变。
Ever since the beginning of the world, it's like this.
所以他们就推想说，再下去明天、后天一直往后都是一样的。
Therefore, their projection is that it's going to be like this from now and forevermore.
主来的应许在哪里呢
？So where is this coming? He promised.
在当时，我想神的儿子耶稣基督，他讲到说他还要再来。
I know at that time Jesus told them I'm coming back.
在圣经的最后，我们知道有三句话说：“我必快来。”
at the end of the Bible, there are three times the same verse says, Yes, I will come back.
是的，主来是这样的确定。
Yes, he will surely come back.
但是经过了好长的时间。
But after a long period of time,
好像人看见并没有什么改变。
People were saying there's no change.
但是他这边告诉我们不要忘记。
But here says, do not forget.
他讲到说是他们故意忘记从太古平神的命有了天从水而出借水而成的地。
In verse 5 says, they deliberately forget that long ago by God's words, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water.
他讲到一件事，他说故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。
And by this water, also, the world of that time was dissolved and destroyed.
这是讲到在洪水来的时候。
It talks about the incidents of the flood at that time.
在挪亚的时代。
At the time of Noah.
整个地被水淹没。
The whole earth was covered by water.
所有的人都被毁灭了。
All the human beings were destroyed at that time.
除了挪亚他一家八口人。
With the exception of Noah and his family of eight.
他们在方舟的里面。
They were in the ark.
他们得着了拯救。
They were saved.
但那一次是一个大的审判。
And that was a great judgment that came upon earth.
因为人犯罪堕落，人顶撞神。
As a result of the rebellion of man against God.
要用水来审判这个世界。
So God judged the world with water that time.
好像这些人故意把这件事情忘记了。
And Bible says these people deliberately forgot that.
我们知道说在今天有很多有远古时代记录的这些民族。
And you know, if you trace back people from many thousand years ago,
那他们都有这样的记载。
They, in their own history, they all have this record.
讲到曾经有洪水的降临。
There was once a great flood.
我们知道中国字很特别。
And Chinese is also very interesting.
有人就讲说这个船。
There was this word Chinese character, the ship.
那一边呢是一个舟。
If you analyze the word, on one side it's an ark.
那右边呢是有一个八口。
And to the other side there are eight.
这只有在方舟里面。
So only in the ark.
这一家八口他们蒙了拯救。
Family of eight were saved.
今天实在是告诉我们方舟代表着基督。
And we all know ark, the ark represents Christ.
今天我们只有在基督的里面我们能够得着拯救。
Therefore, we can only be saved when we are in Christ.
神曾经用水毁灭这个世界。
God destroyed the world with water.
用水来审判这个世界上的人。
With water, he judged the world.
但是当主再来的时候。
But when he returns,
他要用火来审判。
He said he will judge with fire.
所以圣经里面一直让我们知道。
And Bible keeps on telling us.
这件事情是必定会再临到的。
And this is the thing that will surely come.
所以叫我们警醒等候。
So Bible advises to stay watchful and be alertful.
叫我们忍耐等候。
To wait patiently.
我们在前个礼拜交通到圣经告诉我们的话。
And a week ago we shared the words in the Bible.
雅各书里面叫我们忍耐等候主的再来。
In the book of James,It says, just be patient and wait for his coming.
好像农夫他们忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
Just to be patient as patient the farmers waiting for the crop to be yielded in the land.
今天地上我们所得的都是盼望是快速的。
And everything in this world is want to expedite.
立即的。
Instant.
但是神告诉我们好像农夫要等候地里宝贵的出产。
But God tells us to patiently wait, just like a farmer will wait for the crop yielded from the field.
那这是生命的长大。
Because that is the growth of life.
是需要有时间的。
It takes time.
有时间让它来长大。
We need to give it time for it to grow.
所以我们读到那段圣经的里面，我们知道我们需要忍耐等候。
Therefore, from that passage, we know we need to wait patiently.
主来的事情是那么的确定。
Because he will surely come back.
所以一面说起来，我们里面都有这个盼望。
Therefore, on one hand, we have a hope in our heart.
那另外一点来讲呢，我们需要忍耐。
But on the other hand, we have to be patient.
因为有盼望，所以我们能够忍耐。
We can be patient because we have a sure hope.
因为我们知道。神所要得着的是什么？
Because we all know what God wants to obtain.
所以我们知道像农夫等候地里宝贵的出产。
Therefore we'll wait just like a farmer will wait for the crop to be yielded.
叫我们知道在世界上 地上的一切不是我们真的家。
And we know everything on this earth is not our home.
我们的家是属天的。
Our home is of heaven.
是属灵的。
It's spiritual.
今天地上没有什么能够满足我们的心。
Nothing in this world can truly satisfy our heart.
地上最好的智慧不能叫我们满足。
Even the best kind of wisdom cannot satisfy us.
最好人的道理不能叫我们满足。
Even the best teaching cannot help us.
但是当我们遇见了主
But once we encounter our Lord
主啊我们没有良友像他一样
We recognize I have no friend like you, O Lord
我们得着了主我们得着了生命
Once we have the Lord, we have life
什么时候我们有了生命我们也充满了喜乐
Whenever we have true life, we have true joy
我们里面充满了平安
We have true peace
哈利路亚主叫我们今天虽然在地上
Therefore Jesus allows us to stay on earth today
但是我们是过的一个属天的生活
But we may live a heavenly life
所以今天我们要清楚的知道
Therefore we have to know this clearly
主耶稣他必定要再来
That Jesus Christ is surely coming back
他来他必定带来审判
And when he comes he will bring judgment with him
但是我们这班人是充满了盼望
But we are people that are full of hope
我们知道主耶稣基督已经为我们付了一切的赎价。
Because we all know how Jesus Christ had paid the ransom for us.
哈利路亚，我们知道主耶稣在十字架已经为我们受了审判。
We all know on the cross Jesus Himself bore the judgment for us.
所以今天我们只要在基督的里面。
Therefore, as long as we are in Christ,
我们也没有惧怕。
We shall have no fear.
我们面对审判，我们也没有惧怕。
We have no fear towards God's judgment.
因为这位审判的主他自己为我们钉在十字架。
Because the Lord of Judgment has been crucified on our behalf.
他要我们知道说他必定要快来。
And he wants us to know that he will come back soon.
但是他的再来对我们来讲是一个荣耀的盼望。
Yet to us people, his returning is a great hope of glory.
叫我们知道我们今天在地上怎么样过一个有意义的生活。
And also, because of that, we learn to live a meaningful life on earth.
在哥林多前书十五章十九节告诉我们。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19, it says,
他说我们若靠基督只在今生有指望。
If we only have hope in life through Christ,
就算比众人更为可怜
and they were more pitiful than the rest of the world.
今天我们蒙恩得救了以后
once we're saved,
我们知道我们不要只在今生有指望
we know we're not just having hope for this life.
这个世界不是我们的家
the world is not my home.
我们的指望不在这个世界上
I don't lay my hope in this world.
若是我们只在今生有指望
if we only have hope for this life,
那就比世界上的人还要可怜
then we are more pitiful than the rest of the world.
你叫他去享受最终之乐
you know, why don't you encourage people to enjoy in sin?
神的儿女生命里面根本就过不去
and you know, as children of God, we can't do that.
他没有办法 enjoy.
We don't have a life where we enjoy the pleasure in sin.
但他若是不是活在属天的境界
but if we don't live in the heavenly realm,
又不能享受地上的这个享乐。
There will be a condition. On one hand, we cannot enjoy earthly things.
人家讲那个上吊的基督徒是非常痛苦的。
We're just like a Christian in the middle of the air.
今天我们知道我们是属天的儿女。
But we know we're heavenly people.
我们就过一个属天的生活。
Then we should live a heavenly life.
我们带着一个荣耀的盼望。
And with a glorious hope in heart.
带着一个确定的把握。
With assurance.
做一班等候主再来的儿女。
Live as a group of people waiting for the Lord's coming.
我们再来读彼得后书第三章。
Let's continue Second Peter chapter 3.
我们从第八节读到第十三节。
8-13.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地， 有益居在其中。当我们想到所有的都要被烈火消化，
Just imagine one day everything will be melted by fire, burned away by fire.
这是非常可怕的。
And that's such a dreadful thing.
但是我们神的儿女，我们确实有何等的盼望。
But what a hope we have as children of God.
照着他的应许盼望新天新地。
That we can keep his promise and look forward a new heaven and new earth.
并且有益居在其中。
That's the home of righteousness.
曾经有一个人，他有一个晚辈考上了大学。
Once was this man, he has this younger relative passed the college entrance examination.
考上一个很好的大学。
A very good college.
啊，他就非常的为他高兴。
So he was rejoicing for him.
然后他就问这个年轻人。
So he asked this young man.
说你考上了大学，你下面有什么打算，要怎么样？
So what's next after this, since you are going to a great college?
啊，这个年轻人充满了盼望。
This young man was full of hope.
啊，我这个四年啊，不是有你玩四年啊，他说四年我要好好的努力啊。
I will study very hard in the coming 4 years.
他带着盼望，他知道说他好好努力能够有很好的成绩。
He had hope, he knew if he worked hard, he would have good grades.
啊，这个长辈说非常好啊。
So this guy says, oh, very good.
然后下面呢？
Now, how about after that?
他说我毕业了，我要找一个很好的工作。
He said, after I graduate from this good college, I'll find a good job.
我要非常努力的工作。
And on my job, I will work so hard.
他这里讲到说他的事业要一直都往上啊。
That I can start climbing on the career ladder.
啊，这个长辈说非常的好啊。
So this man goes very good.
然后呢？
And then how about after that?
他说我要成家。
He said then I will have my own family.
我要为我预备很大的房子。
And I will prepare for myself this great mansion.
他把他很多他人生中的计划他说出来。
So he dealt detail to this man his plan for life.
长辈说很好啊。
So this man goes very good.
然后呢？
Then how about after that?
讲了几个然后。
And after several after that.
他说我就死了。
And the man goes, then I die.
这长辈在问他，然后呢？
And this man goes, how about after you die?
他说我不知道啊。
He said, I have no idea.
是的，若我们只是所有的盼望只在我们今生。
Yes, if all our hope is for things in this life.
我们所得着的不过是这么一点点。
Then all we can obtain is nothing but a little bit.
但是圣经里面一直告诉我们，让我们看见那个永远的。
The Bible keeps on telling us, directing our eyes to see eternity.
看见那个荣耀的。
See what's really glorious.
我们在地上每一天的生活里面充满了喜乐盼望。
We can live on earth with great hope and joy.
前面讲到说有一些人在那里讥笑。
And as we read earlier, there are scoffers.
好像说你们讲主要再来。
They scoffing us says, where is this coming? He promised.
但是他看见什么事情都没有改变。
But as far as I'm concerned, everything remains the same.
有人等了好多年了。
They waited for many years.
到底主来的应许在哪里呢？
So where is this promise?
所以在这边他就解释。
So he explained it here.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记。
He says, my dear brother, there's one thing do not forget.
就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Because with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day.
摩西在诗篇九十篇告诉我们说。
And Moses in Psalms 90, he said.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日。
He said, 1,000 years just like the day that passed yesterday.
又如夜间的一根。
Also, it's like a watch in the night.
在神看来，这一切跟我们所看的这个时间是不一样的。
Therefore, God's perception is different from ours.
有一个人，有一个故事讲到说，有一个人跟神在那里对话。
There once was a story, a man had a dialogue with God.
他也知道说，在神看，千年如一日，一日如千年。
He knew that to God, 1,000 years is like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years.
甚至说，神看长很长的时间，好像一秒钟一样。
And actually, to God, even for a long period of time, in His eyes, nothing but a second.
那他就想说，今天也许神看这个很大的财富，也不过像一分钱。
So he analyzed.And then he reached the conclusion that then in God's eyes, a lot of wealth maybe is just nothing.
他就跟神讲，神啊，你可不可以给我一分钱？
So he said, God, can you just give me a penny then?
那也许神的一分钱就是很大很大的。
Because he thinks God's a penny to God will be like a lot of money to man.
就神跟他讲说，你等我一秒钟。
So God, and then God said, no problem, just wait for a second.
神的一秒钟不晓得是多长。
And that may take forever.
但是这里让我们知道说，今天主耶稣基督为什么还没有再来。
And here tells us the reason why Jesus has not come back.
第一个，神的一千年好像一天一样。
First of all, 1,000 years to God are like a day.
他的一天好像是一千年。
And a day to God is like a thousand years to us.
也就是说，神的那个时间跟我们所想的是不一样的。
Therefore, the time definition for time is different for God than from us.
那另外一个呢？他讲到说，主所应许的尚未成就。
And here says, because what he has promised is not accomplished,
有人以为他是单言。
And some people thought he was just being slow.
其实不是单言。
But he's not slow as what we understand of slowliness.
乃是宽容你们。
But he's just being patient.
我们前一次所交通到农夫他要忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
Like we shared before, a farmer has to patiently wait for the crop in the field to grow.
所以那个忍耐那个字。
The word patient there.
也就是这个宽容这个字。
Is the word applied here.
所以它是同一个字。
It's the same word.
今天好像我们在忍耐等候。
On one hand, we are waiting patiently.
其实我们的主他也在忍耐等候。
At the same time, Jesus himself is also waiting patiently.
我们要等候生命长大。
We are waiting for our spiritual life to grow up.
等候教会成熟。
We are waiting for church to reach its maturity.
主耶稣他才要再来。
And then Jesus can come back.
这边告诉我们，我们的主也在忍耐等候。
And here tells us that Jesus himself is also waiting patiently.
他不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Because he doesn't want all to perish, he doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone will come to repentance.
的确，神爱世人。
Because God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he has given them his one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that he who believes in him will not perish,But have everlasting life.
我们的主是为人人都尝了死味。
And our Lord is the one who paid his life for death.
他是为着每一个人。
For everyone, he tasted death.
所以他真的是盼望每一个人都能够得救。
Therefore, it is in his heart to have everyone saved.
他真的不愿有一个人沉沦。
He doesn't want anyone to perish.
所以主要我们今天在地上做什么呢？
So what does the Lord want us to do?
他叫我们把福音传给别人。
He says, share the gospel with others.
因为主已经为他舍命。
Because Jesus also died for others.
因为主在这里一直在等啊。
Because Jesus is waiting for them to repent.
他真的不愿有一个人沉沦。
It's not his heart want anybody to perish.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
今天不是我们的主他还有什么工作没有做完的。
It's not that the Lord has something else to do.
他在十架上已经都做完了他说成了。
Because on the cross, he has done it all. He said it is.
救恩已经完成了。
Salvation is finished.
每一个人只要相信就能够得着。
Just by faith, people can have it.
罪都能够得着赦免。
All the sins can be forgiven.
他为我们受了刑罚。
Jesus was punished for us.
叫我们得着了平安。
So that we can have true peace.
他为我们受了鞭伤。
He was whipped for us.
叫我们得着医治。
So that we can be healed.
啊，今天我们只要相信，我们就得着很大、极大的福分。
As long as we're willing to believe, we'll be greatly blessed.
但是我们看见主耶稣还在等。
But we see the fact that Jesus is still waiting.
因为他把这个执事托在我们的身上。
For he has entrusted us this great mission.
这是一个大的使命。
This is a great mission we have.
他升天之前告诉我们说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Before he ascended into heaven, he said, "Go, make nations my disciples."
他打发我们去。
He has sent us.
要把庄稼收回来。
To bring the harvest home.
要来归给我们的神。
And bring the harvest to our God.
我们的主里面充满了爱和怜悯。
Because our God is full of love and mercy.
他不愿有一人沉沦。
He doesn't want anyone to perish.
乃愿人人都悔改。
But everyone come to repentance.
哦，今天我们的主他是在那里忍耐等候。
Therefore our Lord is waiting patiently.
他等候真的是每一个人都能够得救。
He's waiting for everyone to be saved.
在提摩太前书二章四节
chapter 2 verse 4
告诉我们说他愿意万人得救
that it is his desire that everyone be saved
明白真道
understand the truth
因为只有一位神
because there is only one God
在神和人中间只有一位中保
and only one mediator between God and man
乃是降世为人的耶稣基督
and that's man Jesus Christ
主耶稣他就是道路他就是真理他就是生命
Jesus himself is the way the life and the truth
若不借着他没有人能够到父那里去
No one can go to the Father but through him
感谢主他已经来了
We thank the Lord because He has come.
他已经做成了这一切的工作。
He has done all things for us.
今天他在这里等啊。
Now He's just waiting for us.
忍耐等候啊。
He's waiting patiently.
叫每一个人都能够有机会。
So that everyone will get opportunity.
弟兄姊妹，今天是我们的使命。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it is our responsibility.
主耶稣他必定要回来的。
We know for sure Jesus is coming back.
但是需要我们把福音传出去。
But what we need to do is to share this good news with all.
他下面讲到说，但主的日子。要像贼来到一样。
And here it says in verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
那我们特别在特会里面，弟兄也跟我们讲到，当主第一次回来。
And in the summer conference, our speaker shared with us when Jesus came back for the first time.
是一个隐秘的回来。
When He comes back the first time, that's a hidden return.
所以他那次回来好像是晨星出现。
And He will appear just like dawn. Morning star in the dawn.
晨星不是那么容易看见的。
You don't see morning star easily.
但是需要有人是早起的，是警醒的。
It has to be early risers or people that are watchful.
看见晨星。
They may see the early star.
他讲到主来好像是贼一样。
He said Jesus will come back like a thief.
贼来的时候，他不会先通知你的。
Nobody will bother to notify you when they're trying to come in as a thief.
他也不会先来在你门敲一敲。
No thief will knock on your door before they enter.
我来要来偷东西喽。
The Lord coming in to steal.
他来都是在你睡得最深的时候。
They will come when you're falling in the deep sleep.
你最想不到的时候。
At the moment that you can't imagine.
他是在最隐秘的里面，他来的。
They come secretively.
主耶稣来，他要来做什么呢？
So when Jesus returns, what is he going to do?
他第一个回来的时候要把那个宝贝啊，他所最爱的，他把它偷走了。
First, he will come back to steal his treasure on earth.
那这讲到第一次的被提。
That's the first rapture.
然后主耶稣在空中在云里与整个教会被提在空中云里相会。
And after that, the whole church will be raptured, meeting with Jesus in the air.
在这个被提的里面我们都有份。
And that is the rapture we're all going to participate.
我们都有盼望。
We all have hope for that.
主来好像那个公义的日头。
He will come back just like the Son of Righteousness.
但是我们知道主耶稣来在地上他带来一个大的审判。
We all know when Jesus comes, he came with a great judgment.
所有不属于主的都要被火焚烧。
All those things that do not have Christ will be burned away.
到那个时候我们才会知道到底什么是最重要的。
And at that moment, we'll finally realize what is the most important thing in life.
今天好像还有很多事情我们都觉得蛮重要的。
Today, many things we regard important.
但是到那一天什么是能够经过火的焚烧呢？
A day will come.What is the thing that can remain through the burning of fire?
只有那个时候才显明了。
That's the time things will be revealed.
很多时候我们看见在洛杉矶发生大火的时候。
Many times you see a brush fire, a wildfire in Los Angeles.
那很多人他只有几分钟他能够冲进去把家里重要的东西拿出来。
And you only have a few moments to run back home and take most important things out.
我想人除了这些重要的一些文件以外绝大部分我看见他们所宝贵的是那些相片。
And a lot of people, in addition to the legal documents, most things they like, are their photos.
在那个紧急的关头，这些是他们所抢救出来，这些是最重要的东西。
Many people would choose at a critical moment like that, the photos.
你也许会说这些东西就着价值来讲，它并不是很贵的。
Well, you may say from monetary term, they are not very valuable.
这些老旧破旧的照片，你也卖不了什么钱的，
you,
没有人要买的。
And nobody will even bother to buy these photos from.
也许他房子里面还有很多钻戒，他还有很多重要的这个电器。
Maybe there are important, very expensive, electrical appliances or jewelry.
但是到了那个关头
But a moment like that,
就显出说在他的里面什么是比较重要的
And the condition of a man will be revealed as to what's most important thing to him、
哦、弟兄姊妹这边告诉我们是的主他必定要再来
Here it tells us yes indeed Jesus will surely come back
在第一次我们知道审判是用水来审判
He judged the world the first time with water we all know that
第二次是用火来审判
And the second judgment he will judge with fire
但是我们知道今天神 他已经把永远的生命赐给我们。
We also know God has given us His eternal life.
他已经把那个宝贵的金晶赐给我们。
He has given us this pure gold.
所以他也让我们认识到说，今天我们在地上过每一天的日子，其实都是非常有意义和价值的。
Therefore, our daily life becomes very meaningful and valuable.
我们不是等到那一天大的审判来的时候，我们才讶异说啊、哦，怎么是这个样子
？We don't want to be caught a big surprise when that day comes. We say, "Oh, we didn't know this is what's going to happen."
其实神每一天吸引我们，呼召我们。
Every day the Lord calls us and He draws us close.
啊，叫我们知道到底什么才是真实的。
He teaches us as to what's truly important.
什么才是重要的
？What is real?
他常常让我们今天就遇到一些火一样的试炼。
Many times he allows us to go through fiery trials on earth.
啊，也许你会说，神啊，你为什么让我遭遇这么多的事情呢
？Many times we may question, Oh God, why did you allow all these things to happen to me?
好多的痛苦，好多的为难。
Look at all my pains, my struggles.
当我们回头头来一看
，Many times when we look back,
啊，是这位爱的神亲自在引领我们。
It is this loving God who has personally guided us through this.
每一个试炼和患难
every difficulty, every trial,
都是我们的主他量而又量
is measured by him carefully.
他何等的不愿意
He really didn't want us to suffer.
他没有一点降灾祸的意念
He has no intention for us to go through disasters.
但他知道
But he knows
他必须用这样火一般的试炼今天来炼净我们
that he has to purify us through fiery trials
今天来工作在我们的身上
so that he can work on us today
他要常常吸引我们来到他的脚前
and many times he draws close to him
圣灵的光好像火一样
and the light of the Holy Spirit will shine upon us like fire
主耶稣的眼目好像火焰一样
and even his eyes were like filled with fire、
哦、当那个光照在我们的里面
when that light shines upon us
真的那个真的像一个审判
it's like truly going through a judgment
一下我们看见自己是一个污秽的罪人
Suddenly, our eyes are open and see our filthy condition.
我里面有多少的骄傲
How, the fact that I have so much pride.
里面有多少不信的恶心
So many disbelief in my heart.
哦，我们看见我们的生命何等的不像主
We see our life just so far away from that of the Lord.
那个光来审判我们
His light can judge us.
叫我们觉得痛苦
So that we feel the pain.
叫我们这个人扑倒下来
We will fall to his feet.
但是弟兄姊妹，这样的审判是神的怜悯临到我们身上
But Sister, those kind of judgments is nothing but the mercy of God.
这我们何等的需要祷告。
We really need to pray.
像弟兄在诗歌里面所说的，今日审判台前的亮光。
Just like a brother wrote in the hymn says, the light of the judgment seat.In this life,
今天我们常在主面前得着审判台前的亮光。
May we always receive light from His judgment seat in this life.
叫我们的生活，叫我们的工作，到了那一天都能够耐火。
Therefore, what I do today will go through His fire that day.
这在哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter three.
他特别讲到这个工程啊。
It talk about this construction, this project that's going through.
那个根基是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ Himself is the foundation.
今天所有的建造必须是金银宝石。
And whatever we build upon it has to be out of materials or precious stone.
因为草木禾秸到了那一天都不能耐火的。
Because if we build what we have in life with a straw or wood stack, it will not go through fire that day.
不要到了那一天，好像我们说。我们不是也花了很多力气，也非常努力吗
？Hopefully that day we will not say, you know, I worked so hard.
但是到了一个火一样的试验。
But when the fiery trial comes,
这个火的试验是不讲道理的。
Fire doesn't reason with you.
当这个不能经火的，它就要被烧掉。
If we build the material that cannot survive fire, it will be burned away.
到时候到了圣城新耶路撒冷。
One day we're all going to go to the New Jerusalem.
这个城门是一个珍珠。
And the gate, each gate is made of pearl.
必须要从这个城门能够进得去。
We have to enter through that pearl gate.
是必须要借着耶稣基督的救赎。
Through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
必须是耶稣基督的生命。
Whatever can enter has to be out of the life of Jesus Christ.
所有其他的是进不去的。
Everything else will be stopped outside.
必须是能够经得过火一样试炼的。
Therefore, whatever we do has to be able to survive the fire.
啊，我们感谢主。
Therefore, we thank the Lord.
主叫我们今天就来认识。
He has taught us that today in this life.
叫我们今天就来宝贵。
So we will cherish how we live.
主的工作在我们的身上。
Cherish the work that He has on us.
这一段道路是主再来之前最后的一弯道路。
Right now we're in a passage that's right before His return.
我们需要忍耐等候。
This is the time we need to be patiently waiting.
我们需要警醒祷告。
We need to stay alertful.
我们讲过，农夫忍耐等候不是一个消极的。
Just like we shared before, a farmer doesn't wait passively for the crop to grow.
他要等地里有出产。
In order for the crop to grow,
他需要何等积极的在那里犁田。
He needs to actively cultivate the land.
他要撒种。
He needs to sow the seed.
他需要灌溉。
He needs to water the land.
他需要把这些杂草拔掉。
He needs to take away all the weeds.
啊，这个等候是满了工作，满了辛劳。
His waiting was also a diligence.
主叫我们这样的。忍耐等候
and that's how the Lord wants us to wait.
让十架做最真实的工作在我们的身上
Allow the cross to work deeply, truthfully inside of us.
昨天是那个法国的自行车比赛，今天大是最后一天。
And these days are the bicycle competition in France.
那有一个人叫 Lance Armstrong 哈。
And there was this guy Lance Armstrong.
他已经得过六次的冠军。
He has won championship for six times.
大家都期待他今天还要得。第七次的冠军。
Today is the final. Everybody expects him. He will win. He will win for the seventh time.
他讲到说，昨天的那个比赛是非常痛苦的一个比赛。
And the news reported that it was a very dreadful competition yesterday.
虽然只有三十几里。
And only 30 some miles we're talking about.
但是这三十几里，每一个人是全力的拼啊。
But in the 30 mile stretch, everybody worked to the best.
因为是一个计时赛。
Because they will be judged according to the time they have.
所以他们一小时骑的速度要超过30英里。
Therefore, every hour their speed has to be 30 miles, over 30 miles an hour on the bike.
通常我们骑脚踏车，大家都骑个10英里差不多。
And when we try to bike, it's about 10 miles an hour.
所以他这个是要非常大的体力。
So it takes a lot of strength,
还有耐力
and endurance,
还有能够忍受这个痛苦
and the ability to endure the pain.
所以常常我想说，是不是那个冠军啊，让他这样的受吸引
？Sometimes I wonder, is he attracted by the championship, the title?
后来我看他所说的话
and then I read what he said.
让我觉得很讶异
I was quite surprised.
他说他在骑的时候
he said, while I bike.
他说为什么他能够忍受这样的痛苦
the reason why I could endure the suffering.
倒不是那个冠军
it wasn't the title championship.
倒不是得着冠军以后所有世人的称赞
not the praise after I received the prize.
他说他想到他的三个孩子在终点的那边在等他。
But the very fact that his three children are waiting for him at the end.
哦，他说这个吸引他。
He said that kept me going.
这个让他拼命啊。
And enabled me to run.
我觉得很讶异。
I was very surprised by his words.
今天我们神的儿女。
We children of God.
的确，当我们在地上，我们知道我们有永远的盼望。
Yes, we know living on earth, but we have hope of glory.
我们也知道说到那一天有荣耀的冠冕为我们预备。
We all know at that day a crown of glory will be stored up for us.
但是我相信有很多的圣徒。
But I believe many saints.
他们今天在地上。
On earth today.
愿意放下一切
willingly let go of everything
愿意忍耐等候
willingly to wait patiently
愿意为主受苦
willingly to suffer for the Lord
我想到那时候我们也很讶异
and I believe we will be also surprised one day
倒不是为着那一个荣耀的冠冕
that they are willing to suffer is not because of the crown of glory
倒不是那个冠冕那个荣耀这么的吸引他叫他愿意这样子拼命奔跑
it's not the glory that has attracted them
乃是因为爱我们的主
But because of their love for the Lord.
哦，是我们的主在那里等候
Because it's our Lord who waits at the end.
我们说我们的心不能再等
Therefore we say, oh, I just can't wait anymore.
我们急切与我们的主来相会
I'm eager to meet with my Lord.
我相信这是许许多多圣徒我们里面的一个充满了甜美的盼望
And I think this is the same sweet hope shared by many Christians.
今天主耶稣在圣灵里面回来。
We all know Jesus is returning the Holy Spirit.
真的每一天他与我们同行与我们同在。
Every day he walks with us and he's with us everywhere.
但是我们里面还有一个渴望。
We have a deeper wish and hope inside.
他面对面。
So that we can see him face to face.
见他的风采。
To see his beauty.
哦、oh, 我们说这个世界不是我们的家。
Therefore we can say, this world is not my home.
我们不过是客旅不过是寄居的。
We're just passing through, we're just travelers.
我们的家乃是在天上。
My home is in heaven.
今天我们在地上每一天我们充满了盼望。
Therefore we can live on earth full of hope every day.
我们忍耐等候。
Wait patiently.
我们积极的等候。
Wait positively.
我们与主同工。
And work with the Lord.
我们的主他也在等候。
We know he's also waiting.
他不愿有一人沉沦。
Because he doesn't want anyone to perish.
他愿意万人都得救。
But all repent.
我们愿意神实在是祝福我们。
And we pray the Lord bless us.
我们求主做最真实的工作在我们的身上。
And we pray that he will do the most truthful work on us.
好吧，我们再来唱527首。
Let's sing the song one more time, 527.
这世界非我家。
This world is not my home.
请姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就来唱。
这世界非我家，我不过是客旅。我说真爱回报，愿唱高天深处，天门为我打开，天使为我来迎。我可能在沉沦，这世界为我家。哦，主你子，我无量又想你。天堂若非我家，主啊我将何依？天门为我打开，天使为我来迎。我若能再贪爱，这世界为我家。
好吧，我们站起来，再从第一节来唱。
世界非我家，我不过是客旅。我说真爱财宝，愿长久天珍珠。天门为我打开，天使为我来迎。我可能在看来，这世界为我将。哦，主你子，我无量又想你。天堂若我家，主啊我将何依？天门为我打开，天使为我来迎。我可能在看来，这世界为我家。
弟兄第二节，
我心却只身心，天家等等我归，求主祭救我罪，我就往天之奔。在我贫穷软弱，一路他真引领，我可能在贪爱，这世界为我家。
一起来，
哦，这一次
我无量又想你。天堂若
非我家，主啊我将何依？天门为我打开，天使为我来迎。我可能在贪爱。